MTJ Morning Magazine continues. I'm Jessica Taylor, and on the phone with me is Helen Chen, marriage expert, international speaker, and author of 19 books, including her latest, The Matchmaker of the Century, here to share her refreshing approach to the subject of happy relationships. Good morning, Helen, and welcome.
Good morning. Hello.
And you are calling from where?
Oh, right now I'm in Miami.
Okay. Well, let's start by letting our listeners know a little bit about who you are and how you became a matchmaker.
I basically become matchmaker because I, from the very, very young age, I like to study about people's relationship. And then I like to see when people fall in love and what happened to them and what is the next things they would do. And then I always counsel people and encourage people. And after I grow up, I become officially a matchmaker.
Okay, well, what interested you most while matchmaking for others?
I think the most important thing is when I see people fall in love and then they want to have this commitment, they touch me very, very deep. And when I see people marry and they have their own family, that is very, very important for me because I believe the family is the foundation of the society. So it's so nice when people has a home, has a family, and then that's where they can base it on before they go out and fight. So that is very important to see people marry. And then I really, really encourage people to marry. And that's why every time when I see people getting the wedding, I always cry and then I feel touching, I feel beautiful.
Well, did you come from a very loving, long-lasting relationship from your family, your parents?
Yes, my parents, they're going to be a 60-year anniversary, diamond anniversary.
Wow.
So it's really touching. And me and my husband, we're already over 25 years, and then we're very happy also. So I'm thinking this is very important for people to learn through to have a relationship in their life.
Well, how did you meet your spouse? Were you looking for love?
Well, I always looking since I can remember 4 years old. I want to be a housewife, and then I'm looking for my husband all my life, and that was what I prepared for, to be a woman. So that was very interesting. And then I actually, when I first time see him, he wanted me to marry him. And it was really touching for me. And of course, the relationship is not so easy for every family or every relationship. But after all these years, I really think it's worth it to do everything to improve, to have your loved one and happy marriage. That's very important for my life.
Well, there are no manuals or books, if you will, on marriage. I mean, as far as how to do it and when to do it and all that. You more or less are going off your own experience, correct?
Right, that's right. But then I study a lot of people's relationship because I give the marriage consulting for people, and then I really knowing a lot of kids. That's why I start to understand that a lot of important things, you need to really watch it. And then all the relationship need to have something in common to make it good.
Well, what's been your most challenging matchmaking experience?
Well, the most challenging one is the people who don't want to marry. You have to talk to them, until they open their heart and then willing to try. The longest one I'm working on is 8 years. You know, the Cecilia, one of the lady, I actually write my book, but I was like talking to her from the first day. She said, why should I marry? You know, and then I started talking to her after 8 years, and then she actually decided to be married, and then I find her a man, and she knocked her head, and I cried for the 30 minutes myself.
Well, how about that? Maybe I should get you to find me one.
Oh, well, no problem. I'll get you one.
Some young folks just starting out, well, they think they should have a career before they get married. What are your thoughts and insights on that?
Well, in my belief is you should have a family, then you have a career, because we believe you have to have the family as your foundation first, and then you build the career together with your spouse. what I mean is like, you know, you should marry a little bit earlier than what the people now actually do. You know, now the people marry too late. So you should have a family and you should have a children and a career and making money at the same time, because you don't have a 17 twice. So you want to be have all these things that happen together, not like, you know, waiting until you have a house and have a career, then you marry. That time you're too old, and then you, a lot of time, you know, people have a problem to raising children, and then that's why we have two little babies now.
What is your thought about this? I'm a firm believer that couples just starting out should wait several years at least before they have a baby, only because they have to get to know each other first. Isn't that the way it should be?
Yeah, that should be that way, and that's why you have to marry a little bit earlier, right?
Right.
Because if you marry so late, I mean, you know, 40 years old woman, it's very difficult to have a baby. So it's like you should marry early, and then you wait for a couple years to have a baby. That's okay. But then you cannot wait too late. If you have so late and then you marry, and then you know, especially I have one of the my main philosophy is you should date after you marry, not before you marry. So now people spend 10 years, 7 years for dating, and then they're losing all their beauty time to raising the children and have a good family and build up their foundation, and then they maybe have a career, but then they lost this big important part called family and a real important relationship.
Oh, okay. Well, do you think as a matchmaker that there is too much hype over Valentine's Day? Is it a stressful holiday for people?
It's a very beautiful for the single people and even for the married people. But you should have the good relationship, then you celebrate, then it means something. Otherwise, if you have the Valentine's Day, yes, it's nice, it's beautiful. But if you're thinking next year or next Valentine's Day, you're not going to be with the same people. Actually, it's not so happy. So you want to think in the long-term relationship, and every day is your Valentine's Day.
Well, I understand that between the day after Christmas and the day after Valentine's Day is considered national breakup season. Why is that?
It's because people start really looking at the, okay, well, we're going to together, so are we going to be serious? Or if they're dating too long, they start to see each other's problem. And that's why you should marry and then go through with your promise, and then you want to be together with the rest of your life. Instead of you just dating and play and then, you know, you have fun, and then after that, you've broken your heart. So you in this time, and then you say, okay, I know next year, next time is Valentine's Day, you're not going to be with me. So why continue? And then that's become a break time instead of a celebrate time. So for the married couple, it's more happy to have a Valentine's Day than the people who's dating to have a Valentine's Day. So I encourage most of the people using the Valentine's Day to actually commit to get into the marriage.
Okay. In other words, like if you're going to propose, you should do it on Valentine's Day.
Right. This is the best chance. And then that's beautiful because you will know next year you're going to be with the same people. If you success, otherwise you have to change, right? So just get into the marriage.
Well, I was just concerned because, you know, some people might think that that's awfully stressful. Like, should I ask her to marry me because it's Valentine's Day? Or should I ask her to marry me because it's Christmas? You know, isn't that stressful on the guy?
Yeah, if you didn't really know what you're looking for, yes, it's stress because you kind of blindly try to, for the sake to marry and then you marry. You're not going to be dating for that reason. You should date for the marriage purpose. So you understand that the time comes. So if you already know her for a while, then you should decide. You should make a decision. So the best way is you know what you want. You have enough confidence on yourself. You need to know yourself before you can know the other person. So very important, you deeply down inside, you understand what you want. You know what you're going to. Then you can choose. Then you understand your proposal is correct.
Do you believe in set-up marriages?
Yes, it's very important, but that you're not just going to set up by other people and then you're just walking into the shoes. You don't do that because that is not your life, right? You have to understand what you want. And you're not like a set up by your parents. But then when you, like a people like me, when we do the matchmaking, you're not like a blindly do it. You just have the chance to moving faster and know the other person and meet people. You need to do that. But when you meet, you will know if that's the right one for you or not. And before this happens, you need to know yourself. So while you are single, you should study yourself. You not just try to go play and outside to just meet people. You want to be really, really understand yourself. So when the right person comes, you know, people, you know, introduce you, or it's a matchmaking helping you, you will know, oh, that was a great chance. So I married so many people in a many very short time, and then they're all very successful, and then they have a children now. So it's very important you really decide you want to marry.
Okay, well, where can our listeners get more information about you and your book called The Matchmaker of the Century? Do you have a web address?
Yeah, the address is just same with the book, called thematchmakeroftheCentury.com. So it's easy. It's same with the book, thematchmakeroftheCentury.com. And you can find all the book in all the bookstore and in the web and the internet. It's very convenient. Just remember, you know, if you want to find me, consultant Helen Chen, and the book, thematchmakeroftheCentury.com, and you can see all the information.
Okay, Helen. Well, it has been such a pleasure speaking with you today, and much success on this book and any future endeavors. And the book itself is called The Matchmaker of the Century. Thank you, Helen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Folks, we've been talking with Helen Chen, best-selling author, matchmaker, and marriage expert for NTJ Morning Magazine. I'm Jessica Taylor.